dial as we start the third quarter. And the opening kickoff will be fielded here by Alan Terzo. He gets out to the 35, out to the 39-yard line before he is brought down there by Reggie Jimenez. So again, as we start the third quarter, it's Sydney 40 and BG nothing.
Yeah, that was the meeting of the two shortest guys on the field right there.
Yeah.
Number 26 for the Warriors and number 10 for the Bobcats.
BG again in the navy blue helmets, the white trim, the navy blue pants, and the white tops. Sydney is in the maroon helmets, the gray jerseys with the maroon and the white trim, and the white pants as well. So here is BG again trailing 40 to nothing. First round of the playoffs. They'll hand off to Ben Bavar. He is brought down by Lucas Tanner, as well as Tanner Gifford, I believe, was in on the tackle. And maybe a gain of one or two for Bavar.
Yeah, Bavar really had nowhere to go there. He did a really nice job to get the positive yards that he did.
And so BG again trailing 40 to nothing. Opening possession of the third quarter here, and keeping an eye on those other couple Class D games. They're a little farther ahead towards the end of the third quarter or into the fourth in terms of that Unitego game. So those games will be wrapping up quickly. Here is Havaquist, throws out to the left side, finding Terzo. First down and a little bit more as he picks up some yardage and gets out to the 45 here. Actually, no, that was going to be a little short here of the first down, but Terzo still picking up some yardage.
Yep, then a nice little play, a little swing pass out to the left-hand side from Alquist to Terzo. Terzo hits it at full speed and gets a good positive gain on second down to bring up third down and five.
So he gets out to about the 44-yard line, lost track of where that stick was. So BG trying to pick up a first down here on a third and six with 10:45 to go third quarter. They trail 40 to nothing. Hand off, a little end around to Garrett Ives. He's into the second level, good for a first down. Ives to the 45, out to the 40 before he's brought down. And that little end around, when they've gone to Garrett Ives, has really worked well.
Yeah, they've used him a lot tonight. And that's going to bring up a question. Nick Petitone.
Yeah.
Haven't seen him. Heard anything about that? Or
haven't heard anything. You know, he was out there in the pregame warm-ups. And actually, I was talking with a couple of people about how good he is on the kick returns, and we have not seen him at all in the contest. So, you know, we'll hope that he's okay. Maybe there was an injury or some sort of an issue, but have not seen him with the ball in his hands at all. So here is Terzo from the 40 down to the 35. They're moving the ball pretty well here to start the third quarter.
Yeah, they are. They really came out of that halftime talk, and like I said before, Coach Lorimer, no matter what the score is going to get the best out of you, and he's going to motivate you.
So looking over to the BG sideline right now, we're trying to locate Petrotoni. Does look like he's over there, and he's got his helmet on and everything, but again, we haven't seen him even on any of the kick returns. So 9:45 to go in this third quarter, second and four. BG is into Sydney territory. And they'll hand it off to Garrett Ives. Once again, he's brought down. Sydney was right there, crashing through, was Tanner Gifford once again.
Tanner Gifford with an absolutely fantastic play from his linebacker spot right there. Just shot through the hole and stopped the play before it even had a chance to go anywhere.
You know, BG taking a little page out of the Unitego playbook there, it looked like, with some of those fake handoffs, trying to find different ways for guys to go. But 9:15 to go, third quarter. A third and four for BG. They are inside Sydney territory at the 37-yard line. Halliquist with two wide receivers split to each side. Halliquist looks to his right. The throw is batted and almost caught by Tanner Gifford for an interception. He still has that cast on. You wonder how hard it is for him to catch with that thing.
Yeah, the club.
The club.
Looks like a club.
And so the pass was incomplete, and that's going to bring up a fourth down. We're going to assume that BG will go for it here, trailing 40 to nothing with 8:55 to go in this third quarter. Fourth and four, they're in Sydney territory at about the 37. You just got to roll the dice now.
Yeah, and wasn't Tanner's injury like the second week?
Yeah, it's been on there a long time. And, you know, maybe it's just for that extra little bit of protection. We'll have to ask him about that sometime. Halliquist rolls to the near side, tries to throw, and it's incomplete. Turnover on downs back to Sydney as once again that BG drive stalls with 8:52 to go in the third, and Sydney gets the ball back with a 40-0 lead.
Yeah, they had a nice little momentum going there, and then all of a sudden a couple plays for losses and turnover on downs by the Bobcats gives the Warriors their first possession of the second half.
The Warriors will get it back, and we'll see. You know, we talked a lot about at the end of the second quarter, would they go to more of the run game, try to chew up some clock with this big lead, and maybe just work on some different things, you know? But we'll see. They will hand off here to David Gannon to the 40, up to the 45. Good for a first down to midfield. He's tackled right on the Sydney S there by Tommy Palmateer. Nice run.
Nice little lead through the hole right there to Gannon, and he ran it just off the end and tackle gap. And good enough for a first down for the Warriors.
8:40 to go, third quarter. Again, in case you just jumped in the car, you're just turning us on. Sydney with a 40-0 lead over Bainbridge Guilford. They scored on the first play of the game. 5 touchdowns through the air. 2 to Liam Matthews, 2 to Brandon Evans, and 1 to Ethan Finch. And a run here for Gannon once again. He's going to work his way through, and he might run this one to the house, to the 15, to the 10, 5, and a Sydney Warriors touchdown for David Gannon right up the gut. And he danced his way into the end zone.
What a nice
but
play.
A flag on the
must
play.
I was going to say there must be a flag because he was a little distraught when
yeah.
he looked back and saw it.
He turned around and his shoulders immediately just kind of shrugged like, all for nothing there. It looks like that one's going to be coming back.
That's too bad because that was a really nice run by that young man, 50 yards, and maybe for nothing.
Green has recovered an onside kick, and they've scored. And so Green takes a 21-14 lead over Deposit Hancock. So the Trojans, who were down 14-7 at the half, with back-to-back scores. So this would be 2 touchdowns taken away from Sydney tonight. The first one against Lucas Tanner, and now this one against David Gannon.
Yeah, it's sad. I mean, and both were rushing touchdowns. Well, no, I guess that was a screen pass. So
yeah.
Lucas is a screen pass. But that was definitely a run from scrimmage right there, 50 yards, and Gannon with a real nice run. And we're hoping to see if he's going to get it on the scoreboard or what's going to happen here. Referee's coming over to talk to Coach Matthews.
8:15 to go in the third quarter. It's 40-0, and this is going to be, it looks like, a hold against Sydney to bring this one back.
Yeah. Unsportsmanlike, too.
Oh, my goodness.
They're going to come back a long ways now.
So what was about a 35-yard touchdown run for David Gannon, his first of the night, is going to come way back, and you had that unsportsmanlike on there, and those are the things you don't want to see. Yes,
yeah.
This is a game that, Sydney has a big lead, but got to keep your cool out there.
Yeah, no, actually, Nate, personal foul and unsportsmanlike.
Mm.
So now we're going to be way back.
You know, these are the things, too.
It's
okay.
The spot, though. It's the spot foul, too,
right.
So.
You know, if you're Sydney here and you're thinking about moving on, you know, got to make sure you keep everybody healthy.
Oh, yeah.
Keep everybody on the same page. Don't want to do anything silly here.
Keep their heads in the game.
Yep.
Yep.
So
absolutely.
That that's unfortunate. It takes away a touchdown and back Sydney all the way up to the big Sydney S at midfield. And they are back in their own territory at the 48-yard line. And it will now be a 1st and 12. And so we're going to have another whistle here. And the officials are going to talk things over. And Coach Lorimer is just having some quick questions about the spot, I think.
Yeah, I think he is, too. I think he's just not believing that they marked that off properly.
Well, if...
it's 30 yards.
If we thought this was going to move any faster here with them running the ball, we've hit a little bit of a snag at the moment. So, Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting with you on CDO. Jim Tomeo is back in our CDO studios. He's our in-game producer here tonight. No matter what happens tonight, we're going to have some local teams move on in the playoffs. And so we'll have some football action for you next weekend. And
I'm sorry to interrupt, but what I'm just looking right here, right at the 50-yard line, and there's 3 Bobcats and 2 Warriors sitting there just having a nice little conversation while this whole thing is going on the other side of the field.
Yep.
They're like, hey, what's going on, you know?
Well, these guys certainly are all friends off the field.
Definitely.
Good buddies, you know, as we said, only being 5 or 6 miles apart, they get to face each other all the time. And, you know, certainly a lot of fun. Oh, another score update from out of town. Tioga has jumped out to a 21-6 lead over Elmira Notre Dame. So the Tigers starting to impose their will against END. And, boy, Tim, they have marched this ball all the way back to the 30-yard line. I mean, this went from 30 to the other 30.
Yeah. This is a big penalty, and we'll see what the Warriors can do. It is first down.
This is first in a country mile, as Tim would say.
First in a country mile.
I mean, that's first in about 30. Yeah, I would say first and 30 here for the Warriors as they go left to right. They'll look to run it up the middle once again. Here is David Gannon. He's going to pick up 10 and about 13 yards. He'll get back as he crosses the 40 out to about the 43-yard line for Sidney.
Good first down carry by Gannon right there. I'm surprised he could even do that after running 50 yards.
Yeah.
You know.
Was able to get his win back and do it again. So we might see a heavy dose of the run game here in the second half for Sidney, as now that will be about a second and 15 here. Again, they'll hand off to Gannon. He's got some good blocking. Cuts to the outside. Sidney trying to haul him down. Nice job by Hallequist coming up from his safety position to haul him down.
Yeah, real nice play right there in the open field by Trevor Hallequist on defense, that is. And brought down Gannon after a short gain of about two or three.
So 7 minutes to go. Clock is running here in the third quarter. It's Sidney 40, Bainbridge Guilford nothing here on CDL. A third and 14 coming up for Darren Smith and this Sidney offense. Smith in the shotgun. Man in motion is Lucas Tanner. He's going to go back to the air, maybe try to pick up this first down. Throws down the field to the right side and just overthrew Ethan Finch. Good coverage there by Hallequist and Garrett Ives for BG.
Yeah, double coverage on Finch on that play, and a little pass was just a little bit too far outside his reach. So brings up fourth down, and the Warriors look like they're going to punt.
So Ethan Finch will probably come in to punt here. Garrett Ives will receive. And this is where we would normally see a guy like Petrattoni. So, you know, we're going to have to assume that maybe Petrattoni is hurt. We do see him over on the far sideline. And, you know, just something, there has to be a certain situation or explanation for that. And we'll have to ask Coach Lormer after the game. That's a big weapon that I thought could be effective tonight here.
Yes, he definitely is a weapon, that's for sure.
One of the fastest sprinters in the MAC when it comes to the spring track and field season. So Ethan Finch will punt this one away. Garrett Ives will field it at the BG 15. He's going to take it right up the sideline before he steps out of bounds after a gain of about five. So BG will start from their own 25-yard line, and the navy blue and white will go right to left on your radio dial.
Yeah, they'll start the second possession of the half and see if they can get that going again like they did the first part there. And, you know, they just got to stop shooting themselves in the foot and having those little stupid penalties or whatever happens, you know, a sack or whatever it is in those negative plays, and they'll be fine.
Sidney leads BG 40-0 with 6:35 to go in this third quarter. And there was a flag on the play, and it looks like this one might back up BG.
No, I think that, yeah, I thought he just pointed at Sidney. I thought. Maybe not. Let's see. They're backing up. BG is backing up.
Well, we're getting a full view of the rule book here tonight, I think.
Holy cow.
And so this one will go against BG from the looks at the moment. Unless I'm wrong here, they are talking to the Sidney sideline, so maybe it is against the Warriors. But, you know, this does take away from the pace of the game a little bit here. And, you know, it is a 40-0 ball game, but if BG does want to try to get into some rhythm here, this certainly isn't helping. So this one is going to be against Sidney, and we'll move the ball out to the 40-yard line here. So it's about a 15-yard penalty.
Yeah, guessing they had another personal foul against the Warriors, yep.
And that's where Sidney's just going to have to be careful, you know. This is a game 40-0. You do that in a tight game, that's going to cost you.
Well,
so.
But not only that, but you don't want to do something to get ejected. Because if you get ejected, then you're out for the next game.
Yep.
You never know what's going to happen in that case.
So you got to be smart here, and especially when you're trying to survive week to week. So after that, BG is going to hand off. Here is Garrett Ives across the 40 to the 42 before he's brought down. Clock continues to move, 6:25 to go, third quarter. It's a 40-0 lead for the Sidney Warriors over the BG Bobcats. In the first round of the Section 4 Class D football playoffs, Sidney is the number 1 seed, BG the number 8 seed. BG thrilled to be here. First time in 5 years. Program has looked great this year, coming in at 5-2. And Coach Lormer in his second year really seems like the ship's headed in the right direction. And here is Hallequist. He's going to hand one off to Ben Bavar. Hits the pile very hard across the 45 to the 47, leaning forward. And that's the rough and tough running style of Ben Bavar right there.
I think that's the first positive yard that Ben has got tonight, because Sidney Warrior defense has been right on top of him.
5:47 to go, third quarter. 40-0 is the score. Third and 3 coming up. And it looks like we might have a timeout.
We have a timeout on the field. Coach Matthews is standing at about the 50-yard, or right about a 50-yard line, looking at the referees, talking with him. He's looking for an explanation on something. The team is all the way over to the sideline.
So So while they have a little powwow, we're going to step away for 30 seconds again. Mid-third quarter, it's 40-0. Sydney on top of BG. We'll be right back on CDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Well, welcome back, folks. And quick update, Unitigo with 2 minutes and 50 seconds left has tied up the game with Harpersville Afton, 13-all. So that one might be headed for OT. We'll keep you updated on that. As welcome back here, BG is going to hand it off and run it up the gut here on a 3rd and 3. Going to be close to a first down, but I think just a little short with 5.5 to go in the third quarter. And it's Sydney 40, BG nothing.
I think I would just give it to him.
Yeah. Move the chains.
Move the chains. Get them going.
Going to be fourth and just inches here,
no,
folks.
At least they're not bringing the chains out to measure.
I mean, it is, it's very close here, and BG's going to go for it right on the Sydney S at midfield. And so we'll see what they dial up here. But, boy, 13-all in that 7-2 game.
It's up the road, right?
Yep. It's at Unitigo tonight at the U under the lights. And Harpersville Afton jumped out to a big lead, and it has taken Unitigo the whole game to get back into it, but they have tied it up late in the fourth. BG hands off to Ben Bavar. He's going to pick up the first down and much, much more. Needed one and got 10 into Sydney territory before he's brought down at the 40.
Yeah, nice little play right there. Quick hitter right off the left tackle, and Ben took it right up the middle, right off that hole and got the first down yardage.
Well, Ben Bavar has had a nice career here. If this is his last night in a BG uniform, looking forward to see him wrestling this year with BGAH. He went to States last year, and just a very talented guy. As on 1st and 10, they'll hand off. Alan Terzo cuts through the tacklers across the 35 to the 33, picks up 7 on a 1st and 10. With 4.5 to go, third quarter, it's Sydney 40 and BG nothing. You know, BG has moved the ball well, and they did in the first half, too. They just haven't been able to capitalize, some turnovers. And Sydney's just put them in some tough spots, too.
Yeah, and then just trying to stay with those receivers has been the nightmare for the Bobcats tonight.
Here is Halaquist on a 2nd and 4. They're in Sydney territory going right to left. Here's the snap. Hands off. Bavar again hits the pile, dives forward. Going to be very close to that first down as he just was reaching forward with the ball. And we'll see what the official spot is. First down. They gave it to him.
Very nice. Very nice.
So 3:59 to go, third quarter. Sydney still with a comfortable 40-0 lead, but that was the score at the half. Since then, it's been a little back and forth here. Sydney did have a touchdown called back on a penalty as that one was taken away from David Gannon. Man in motion is Terzo on a 1st and 10. BG's going to throw. Here's Terzo out in the flat to the 30. Limps his way up to about the 26. Just dragging a defender with him before he's brought down.
Yeah, nice little play. A little swing pass out to the right side to Terzo, and Terzo picked up good positive yardage on first down.
Just want to remind you folks that our web stream and also our game audio archive is brought to you by SFCU. You can go back and listen to any game we've done on our game audio archive at WCDOsports.com. It's a free download, and it's always available 24/7, again, at WCDOsports.com. Halaquist will hand off to Garrett Ives. A good fake there. He's going to pick up the first down across the 20 to the 19-yard line. Great run there by BG.
Yeah, nice little play right there. Good ball fake by Halaquist, but Ives is slow to get up.
So Ives, you know, was brought down there around the knees and the ankles, so we'll hope that he's okay, as it looks like it might be an ankle injury, and the coaching staff's going to come out and have a quick look at him. And we're going to step away for 30 seconds. Actually, no, let's keep it right here. As Ives, tough guy, has bounced right back up, and he's going to walk off under his own power and appears to be okay. I thought maybe it was a little more serious than that, but
yeah,
he's all right.
Nice save, mate.
Yeah, hey.
You know, send it away and brought her right back.
So we'll keep it right here with 3:04 to go in this third quarter, and BG trailing 40-0, but trying to put some points on the board here late in this third frame. And again, we'll keep an eye on the out-of-town scores, as we know the Tioga was ahead in their game. Green had taken the lead 21-14 over Deposit Hancock, and boy, Unitigo, Harper's left, and tied up at 13 with about 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter there. So that's pretty cool. And now we're going to have a timeout taken, so we will get a chance to step away with 2:43 to go here in the third quarter. It's Sydney 40, BG nothing. We'll be right back on CDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers & O'Hara Riverside in Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers & O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Friday Night Lights here on CDO. Nate Lowe and Tim Cutting, also on WCDOsports.com. It's been, you know, we've talked about the weather every week. It's been a great fall. A little chilly tonight, but another beautiful fall day here, Tim.
Yeah, it was absolutely a gorgeous day, and, you know, it's turned into a really nice night under the lights here at Alumni Field. Very, very positive for the Warriors after a loss last week to Newark Valley, defending Class C state champion, and the Warriors came to play.
So out of the timeout, Sydney setting up on defense. No matter what, this will be their last home game of the season, as the semifinals will be the neutral site down in Binghamton next week. I still don't know exactly where that's going to be. As a run here by Ben Bavar on a 1st and 10, he's brought down after a gain of about 2. David Gannon was in on the tackle.
David Gannon with a really nice tackle off the, on the corner right there, and saved about 4 yards and held Bavar to 2. So nice play.
Again, no matter what, we're going to have some local teams in the semifinals next week, so as soon as we do find out where those are being held, we will let you know. The exciting thing is, if we do have a team make states, Union Endicott is hosting the regional and the semifinal.
Yeah, I heard that.
So no Cicero, no Syracuse. Everything would be at UE this year if somebody gets that far. Here is Turzo, runs to the outside, across the 15, inside the 13 down to the 12, with a minute 55 to go third quarter, and Sydney leading 40-0.
Not taking anything away from UE Tiger Stadium, but I'm telling you what, if you ever want to make a jaunt up there to North Syracuse and see that facility, that is absolutely just a mecca.
Yeah, very
for,
nice.
For high school football.
Very nice for sure, and it'll be Ty Cobb Stadium this year hosting some of those big state games before they get to the dome. Flag on the play as Ben Bavar runs to the left side. He's inside the 10, but we'll see who the flag is against, I believe, against BG.
Yeah, that's too bad because I think he had the first down.
Yeah, it looked like he certainly did going to be a hold against the Bobcats. So again, Sydney leading BG 40-0 with a minute and a half to go third quarter. We will take you the rest of the way here tonight of our post-game show as well, with our awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. And there are a lot of candidates tonight for, a lot of the offensive awards for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
As we have had Darren Smith throw for 5 touchdowns tonight, 2 to Liam Matthews, 2 to Brandon Evans, and 1 to Ethan Finch. And the Finch one was a phenomenal catch. And so it's a lot of guys up for the award tonight. Those brought to you by NBT Bank, ACCO Brands of Sydney, as well as the Catalog Outlet Stores. Here is a 3rd and 11. Hallequist is in the shotgun, drops back. He's at the 30-yard line, has to escape out of the pocket. Hallequist is on the run. He's down to the 10, to the 5, and dives his way forward, and he's brought down at about the 2-yard line. And that's going to be a 1st and goal coming up here for BG, trying to put some points on the board.
Yeah, that's a really nice play right there. You know, Trevor was dropped back. He was looking down in the pocket. There was nothing out there in the flat or anything out on the field, and Trevor took it all the way almost to the end zone.
You know, he's had to do that several times tonight and has done a good job with it. Hallequist, direct snap, hands off Ben Bavar, pushing the pile forward and in for a BG touchdown. With 53 seconds to go here in the third quarter, it's now 40-6 as BG gets on the board with a Ben Bavar 2-yard touchdown.
Nice job by the Bobcats from Ben Bavar and Trevor Hallequist. Let's get him down there to score in the third quarter.
That set up after that about a 30-yard scamper there from Aliquist, and it looks like BG will go for two here. So a 2-yard TD run for Bavar. No, they're going to kick.
No, they're not.
Oh, boy. Looked like they were going to kick, and now they're going to go. Well, let's see. Oh, it's going to be a snap here to Aliquist. Runs to the outside and really has nowhere to go. You're still going to run it in. Boy, he runs away from trouble and runs it into the back of the end zone. Boy, that was kind of neat.
Yeah, that was different. We said, okay, let's see what kind of a version of the swinging gate we can show you from our kickoff, our place kick.
Set up like they were going to kick, snapped it high.
Yeah.
Everybody ran out to the outsides before the snap. Sydney looked a little confused. Aliquist, who would normally kick, just took off and ran. Still looked like maybe was going to kick. Sydney, I thought, had it covered well, but Aliquist just sneaks in time. So it's 40-8 with 52 seconds to go here in the third quarter. BG trailing Sydney, and we're going to step away for 30 seconds and be right back on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you. The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And so welcome back. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on WCDO. BG gets their first points of the night. Ben Bavar runs in a 2-yard touchdown, and then Trevor Aliquist punches it in for the 2-point conversion. So it's now 40-8, and BG is going to kick off from the Sydney 45 after a penalty on the 2-point conversion, I believe.
Yeah, they had a face mask on Aliquist as he was trying to go into the end zone.
So Aliquist boots this one out of the back of the end zone. No chance for a return, and Sydney will start at the 20-yard line. Okay, so Sydney's up 40-8. But are you a little concerned with some of these penalties? There's been some, I don't want to say undisciplined things going on, but, it's been tough.
Yeah, you got to say, yes, there has been, because they've had a couple of unsportsmanlike penalties. They've had a couple of personal fouls against them as well. So, that's the kind of stuff you want to make sure you're tightening up, and I'm sure Coach Matthews and the Brain Trust for the Warriors will do that this weekend.
And so Sydney will get it back with 52 seconds to go in the third quarter. First and 10 as they go left to right on your radio dial. Snap is low, and they'll hand off to David Gannon in the backfield, and he's brought down by Ben Bavar. Nice job to break through and rip him down on the tackle.
Yeah, a low snap, and Darren did a really nice job just to get the ball to Gannon, and Gannon didn't have a chance because Bavar went from the linebacker spot right into Gannon.
So Gannon had that nice touchdown run negated on a penalty. Had a couple of other nice runs too, and I'm assuming we're going to see a heavy dose of him here in the end of the third and into the fourth quarter. With 20 seconds to go here in this third, Sydney leading 40-8. They'll hand off to Gannon again, cuts back to the near side. Gannon is brought down at about the 20-yard line again by Ben Bavar, who has just been a tiger out there.
Bavar's doing a really nice job on defense right now, and they got back to the original line of scrimmage, so we'll bring up third down and 10.
I shouldn't call him a tiger. As they call him, the BGH coaches for wrestling call him the Panther.
The Panther.
So he's the Panther. So that's the end of the third quarter. Start of the fourth quarter coming up with the score Sydney 40 and BG 8, Section 4 Class D football playoffs. It's the first round tonight on CDO.
If you use propane, here's how to use it wisely. Call Morabito. We offer our propane customers some significant benefits. We don't add fees and surcharges to your bill. We provide automatic delivery and payment options to best fit your needs. It's the smarter way to put the power of propane to work for you. Call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. For propane, think Morabito.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Teams flipping ends of the field here, and on a third down, third and 10, Darren Smith gets some rush coming his way and has to toss one out of bounds. Tommy Palmateer once again being a thorn in his side, and now it'll be fourth down coming up here for the Sydney Warriors, Tim.
Yeah, immediate pressure on Smith on that play, and he had nothing to do but get rid of the ball and did a nice job of it, but it does bring up fourth down, and the Warriors will punt.
And so I know the Warriors are trying some different things here, but you got to give some credit to BG in the second half.
Absolutely.
They've come out, they've put some points on the board, and so far Sydney has not put any more since the halftime break where they were up 40-0. So Ethan Finch will punt this one away. A tall, towering kick will be fielded here by Garrett Ives at the BG 45 to the 50 and into Sydney territory before he's tripped up at about the 42-yard line. And again, we've mentioned it a few times tonight, but you just have to wonder where Nick Petrottoni is for BG.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's usually the one back there doing that. And like Nate said before, class sprinter and Mac, and just hard to see him not out on the field. So hopefully he's okay.
Yeah.
Whatever's bothering him, I hope he gets over it.
So as we start the fourth quarter here, it is Sydney 40, BG 8. And again, you can go back anytime, listen to this game later on tonight or any of the other games we've done this year on our game audio archive at WCDOsports.com. Here's a handoff, and again, it looks like Ben Bavar up the middle might have lost the ball for a second there as there was a little scrum. We'll see who comes off the bottom of the pile. I believe BG still has it.
Yeah, not real big hit right there, and had people up here in the press box gasping right there. That was a big, big crunch, and nice to see him hang on to the ball, and he got up and went back to the huddle.
So BG marching once again. Ball is inside the 40 to the 37. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Hallequist in the shotgun, hands off Bavar. Again, hits the pile hard. He's going to move it forward and just falls over the 30-yard line. Believe it's going to be enough for a BG first down.
Yeah, it does look like they're going to move the chains on this play.
It's enough for a BG first down.
So I believe late in that game between Green and Deposit Hancock, Green is ahead 21-14. Looks like about a minute and a half left there. So the Green Trojans look like they might be coming out with a victory here tonight. Boy, and it looks like an out-of-town score is putting Harpersville Athen ahead of Unitego 19-13. So, boy, that would be a big-time upset there for the for the Hornets. So not
29
much,
seconds
yeah,
left.
Not much time left there with 29 seconds to go. So, boy, that would be a big-time win for the 7 seed. But, hey, you know, Harpersville Athen was there last year, and they got some big pieces back, and Josh Wilson and Tyler King. So, you know, surprising, yes, but maybe not all that surprising. As, you know, Tim Petras, head coach there, does a great job.
Sure does.
Clock runs down to 9:50 to go here in the fourth quarter with the score 40-8. BG trailing Sydney. Here is Hallequist. Sprints outside. Tries to get around the corner here, and he does get to the edge, 20 to about the 18 before he's pushed out of bounds. And, boy, Trevor has been running for his life a lot here tonight.
He sure has. I mean, he's been part of it's designed that way, but, I mean, there's been some times tonight when he's been dropped back and there's just nobody open because the Warriors' defensive coverage is just blanketing those receivers for the Bobcats, but then he has to run for it.
We do have a final. Harpersville Athen has upset Unitego 19-13, that's a final.
Wow.
And so Unitego falls, the 2 seed, loses at home tonight to the 7 seed Harpersville Athen. So that's a tough one there tonight for the Spartans. So 9.5 minutes to go here, and BG's going to hand off to Ben Bavar, and the pile just collapses on him there. Really nowhere to go on a 2nd and 5.
Ball
Yeah, he did. You're right, Nate. Absolutely. He just had nowhere to go. He ran into a host of Warrior tacklers on that play.
Number 73, Ian Fogarty.
So, you know, I've been very impressed tonight with Sydney and the pressure they've gotten from up front, you know, because coming in, we've seen BG two or three times. The line has looked, you know, pretty good against some big-time teams that had big-time guys on the line. But Sydney has just done a nice job of getting some pressure on Hallequist and causing some havoc in there. Hallequist is going to pull this one down here on a second down, wants to toss one up into the end zone, and it is intercepted, but a flag on the play as they were looking for Cody Ferreira on the far side. And we'll see who came down with that Sydney interception, but might be coming back with the flag here.
Yeah,
Tim.
It was a nice little play right there, and nice play by the Sydney Warrior defensive back. We couldn't see the number, but real nice play in the end zone, but we'll have to wait until the refs sort this out and see what the call is here.
So we do have a final that it was 19-13. Unitigo losing to Harpersville-Afton. And it looks like Green might survive at Deposit Hancock.
Wow.
21-14, so that would be two lower seeds winning on the road.
Yep. Wow.
Wow.
That's amazing. And that was a pass interference called on the Warriors.
Pass interference against Sydney.
So pass interference goes against the Sydney Warriors, so BG's going to get another chance at it on a second and 10 with 8:48 to go here in the fourth quarter, and it's Sydney 40 and BG 8. So we are waiting for the snap here from Hallequist. Man in motion is Garrett Ives. He wants to throw. No, he's going to hand one off to Ives, who cuts back from right to left. Boy, he takes a big-time hit over on that far side. Looks like he bounces up, but Brandon Evans came in and laid the lumber on him a little bit.
He sure did right there. That was a really nice form tackle by Brandon Evans, just the way you teach him. Hit low, wrap, and keep your legs driving. Good job, Brandon.
So the ball down to just about the 10-yard line here. Second and 10 with 8:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Hallequist trying to make some things happen here for Bainbridge-Guilford. He's going to roll out to the right side, pulls the ball down, does a little 360 before he's brought down. Nice job once again here by the Sydney defense to bring him down.
Yeah, that front
looks like John Fink got him.
Yeah, that front four is doing a really nice job making some nice tackles and keeping Trevor at bay.
So that is final. Green defeats Deposit Hancock 21-14. So our second upset of the night. You know, that was the 4-5 game, but Green goes in and gets the job done after trailing 14-7. So I thought that game was kind of a coin flip, Tim. We saw both those teams.
Yeah.
They were both excellent. And, you know, so that's a nice win for Green. Trying to cut the corner here is Hallequist on a third down. Gets to the outside, pushed out of bounds. He's inside the 5 at about the 4. And so fourth down coming up going to be fourth and goal.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, that play started on the right hash, and it went all the way to the left side. There was a lot of running for Trevor on that play right there, but he's done a really good job with it tonight. And see what they got on fourth and down inside the 5.
So they are down at about the 2-yard line here. This is where Bavar scored on the last possession for BG, and they are trying to punch it in once again here with 7 minutes to go. Hallequist on a fourth down. It's all or nothing here for BG. They're going to hand off. No, they're going to keep it for Hallequist, and a nice move to get around his defender and work his way into the end zone for a BG touchdown.
Real nice little play right there, and Trevor's using some nice little moves to get away from the Sydney tackler and into the end zone for 6.
So another 2-yard TD here for BG, and the score is now 40-14 with 6:53 to go here in this fourth quarter. And so we'll see what BG does here on the two-point conversion. Boy, they had an interesting and unique look the last time they set up. So we'll see what they get.
Well, they're lining up for a regular extra point.
Waiting for the extra point here is... Again, they're going to try the high snap. Hallequist is going to pull it down and try to throw. Runs to the outside. Can he get to the pylon? Yes, he does. Is he in? Yes, two-point conversion is good. So that has been very well run and well executed by BG. And that makes it 40-16 with 6:53 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll step away and be right back here on WCDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult. But not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. Once again, Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on WCDO. Two second-half touchdowns for BG has cut this to a 40-16 game with 6:43 to go in the fourth quarter. And the Sydney offense will march back onto the field after that kickoff has a little short return. Sydney will start about their own 20-yard line, Tim.
Yeah, Sydney will take this ball right here for, and see what they can do. I imagine we're going to see a heavy dose of David Gannon in the running game. But you always got to think of Mr. Smith in the throwing game, too.
Sydney has kind of dialed it back a little bit here in the second half. And we'll see if they go back to the air a little bit. Looks like they want to. Here is Smith, rolls out of the pocket, looking to throw, and he does complete the Brandon Evans 35 up to the 40 before he's ripped out of bounds there by Terzo and Ben Bavar.
Yeah, real nice play right there. Had a short receiver going real long, or deep. A deep receiver going wasn't open, but they actually hit the short receiver with Evans, and good first down yardage on the play.
Here's the thing. We've seen, you know, such a heavy dose of the run here in the second half for Sydney, but if they do decide to go right back to the air, you wonder, could they put up some more points here real fast? We'll see.
Darren Smith's night is done. He's coming off the field, so he's done for the evening.
No, Smith's still in. This is Ethan Finch on the sideline here.
Done. Sorry.
So Finch comes over to the sideline. Darren Smith still in. Hands off to Gannon. Runs it up the gut. 45-50. He's got some breakaway speed. 45-40. Stiff arms, another tackler brought down at the 35-yard line. Another quality run from David Gannon.
Yeah, he's done a really good job tonight. And I'll tell you what, he would have his own touchdown, but it did get called back. But real nice runs. He cuts up the field right away and gets top speed, and then just uses his running ability to get away from a lot of the tacklers.
And so another nice run, and really certainly shows that Sydney can run the ball too. When you have options like David Gannon and Tanner Gifford, who runs the ball from time to time, it's certainly nice to see. Gannon runs another one here on first and 10, picks up about three down to the 30-yard line. They are in BG territory.
Yeah, they're doing a nice job. That offensive line has done a great job on both sides tonight. You know, they've been able to pass block and then also rush block, and they're doing a really good job making some nice holes for the running backs and then giving Darren Smith a lot of time to throw the ball.
Waiting for Smith. Gets the play from the sideline, continuing to let the clock run. We hit 5 minutes to go with the score Sydney 40, BG 16. It was a 40-0 game at halftime. Sydney on top. Again, they'll hand off to Gannon. He's brought down in the backfield. Good tackle here by BG. Breaking through was big number 55, Adam Ives, who's played very well on the line tonight.
Yeah, he's done a very nice job in that spot, and he's just not letting anybody hook him inside. He's just getting rid of his blocker and then going to the ball carrier.
So that has been a successful night, and you know, I've been impressed with Ives tonight because he looked like he's been on a one-man mission to try to sack Darren Smith a couple of times, and he's come so close, and you can see him get up, and he kind of slaps his leg a little bit here, like, I'm going to get him one of these times. So they're going to hand off once again here on a third down. New ball carrier here for the Sydney Warriors. Running to the outside here as Damon Hawkins will get his first run here as he runs to the outside as we start to see some different guys coming in.
Yeah, we're starting to see some different guys for the Sydney Warriors, and Darren Smith is still in there making the play calls.
3:50 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Sydney 40 and BG 16. They'll hand off once again trying to cut one back across the 30 to the 28-yard line here on fourth down. It's going to be a turnover on downs, and BG's going to get the ball back once again. Sydney marches it deep into BG territory, but again, the drive stalls as they get some new faces in there.
Yeah, that's all right. That's fine. You got to get those guys playing time because you never know if one of these guys goes down in one of these games. You got to have somebody that's ready to go up and step in and play.
Again, another look at the out-of-town scoreboard. 7-seed Harpersville Afton defeats Unitigo 19-13. Unitigo was the 2-seed. 5-seed Green tops 4-seed Deposit Hancock 21-14. So two upsets so far here tonight. Just making sure we get those passed along to you there. BG is going to get the ball back. A handoff to Alan Terzo on a 1st and 10. Hits the hole across the 35 to the 37. And, you know, I know the second half they were down 40 to nothing, but credit to BG. They've come back. They've scored twice on runs by Bavar and Hallequist and just never gave up.
You know, the one thing that I would say to those kids, I mean, it's not over yet, but I would be like, when we get into that huddle at the end of this game, yeah, you may have lost the game, but you won the second half.
Yeah.
You know, you held the high-powered Sydney offense, no points in the second half, and you beat them. So they got to have some positives to take from it.
Garrett Ives on a 2nd down run, bounces to the outside for maybe a gain of 1. 3rd down coming up. Clock ticks down to 2:45 to go. And Sydney just trying to put the icing on the cake here as they will advance to the second round for the second straight year.
We're not sure where that's going to be yet, right?
We don't know where that's going to be yet. And we can try to figure out the matchup here tonight before we go off the air. But, you know, it's going to be somewhere down in Binghamton. We've heard a couple of different venues being named, but it'll be one of the big ones as they'll hand off to Ben Bavar here. Hits the hole hard. Boy, Bavar is just leaving it all out there as he picks up about 10 yards here on 1st and 10. Clock ticks down to 2 minutes and 10 seconds to go. Believe the game next week could be at maybe UE, at Alumni Stadium down at Binghamton. We've heard Vestal kicked around a little bit too. Yeah, we've heard some different things, and I'm almost wondering if maybe they're waiting to see out of the bigger schools who gets in,
right,
to try not to give them home field advantage.
Right. What I was wondering is, does Vestal, I've never done a game at Vestal. Have you ever done a game?
I've never done a football game there. I've been there for soccer. Very similar facility to, you know, to Binghamton and to UE. Maybe just not as big.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd say it's a lot like Sydney here, but they do have a bigger grandstand bleacher seating. They had soccer regionals there a couple years ago.
Gotcha.
And when Section 4 was hosting, and it was really nice. So I think it could easily host a game, but we'll see. You know, and it's not far from UE. It's right across the bridge.
That's
so clock ticks down to about a minute 45 to go here, fourth quarter. BG trailing 40-16, 3rd down. Hallequist is going to rip it down, crosses the big Sydney S, and he's on his horse here. He's at the 30, to the 20, to the 10, and Hallequist is going to take this in for a BG touchdown. His 2nd of the night, a big-time scamper there for Trevor Hallequist.
51 yards for Trevor. Nice run right there on that play. Was looking over to the right side and then cut back against the grain and ended up over in the left end zone. Nice job. 6 points. Bobcats.
You know, BG will lose this game here tonight, but they've played well in the second half, and you think about it, Trevor Hallequist hasn't played football in 4 or 5 years, played soccer, and just, you know, wanted to come back, wanted to give it a try his senior year. Didn't play football because he was worried about concussions. He had had a few when he was younger, and, you know, just wanted to try to leave it all on the field here his senior year, and I got to give him a ton of credit.
Yeah.
Going for the two-point conversion. He's going to walk it in. Great job there by Hallequist. And so the score now, 40-22.
Yeah, it's a nice little momentum thing going on here for the Bobcats right now.
So 40-24, excuse me, after the two-point conversion. So, you know, a much more respectable score here in the second half as BG has scored 24 straight. You know, and we'll keep it right here. So, you know, a couple of years ago, this has popped into my head a couple of times tonight. There was some rumors about, you know, a lot of schools have been merging for football and stuff. And, you know, there was some talk about maybe Sydney BG. Boy, can you imagine some of these athletes on the same team? How fun that would be.
Yeah, it would definitely be fun. You know, I mean, you always hear about all the schools that are going to be possibly merging here at some point in time.
Yep.
And you hear Sydney and Unitigo, and you hear all this stuff, and it's like, sit there and you go, man, but you're gonna lose all those old rivalries,
yeah,
and all that stuff.
Yep.
That's always been there, you know, and but we'll see what happens in the future. You know, like, you can only hope that the schools don't do that, and it's not like a huge detriment to football, because now you only have three teams playing in the league, you know, like some of the other schools downstate. They're one school and one section. I can't think
Section
of
it. Nine.
Section nine has what, three Class D schools?
Yeah, very small. As BG tries a little onside kick here, and it looks like the Bobcats have gotten it back here, and we'll see who got it. I'm still waiting for an official signal here. Actually, yeah, it looks like BG got it, I believe.
Yeah, they're lining up.
And so BG, with a minute and a half to go, trailing 40-24, is going to get the ball back on an onside kick. Well done there by Hallequist at the 47-yard line. And just go back to your point, Tim. I love the old rivalries. I hope they never go away. But once in a while, the old gears will start ticking, saying, boy, can you imagine this offense when you had Trevor in there or Ben Bavar or any of those guys? A lot of fun to think about. But I do love the old school rivalries as much as anybody. They air this one out. Turzo almost brought it down. Finch had a great chance at an interception. Turzo had it at about the 20 before it fell down to the turf.
They both had their chances on that one. That was a well-thrown ball, and it just, you know, Turzo's given up a little height to Finch, and Finch high-pointed it, dropped it, and it went right into Turzo's hand, and then Turzo dropped it.
Minute 20 to go, and the Bobcats are not going to go down without a fight.
You know why he dropped that ball, Finch?
Hmm.
He used both hands.
Yeah, two hands.
You should have just used
one hand, right? One hand, Ethan. So if you were listening earlier and you didn't hear it, Ethan Finch had a phenomenal one-handed catch for a touchdown. Probably one of the best catches I've seen in person. And now a penalty coming up here against Sydney. Looks like they jumped off sides.
Yeah, we'll give it a little bit of 5 yards here, and it'll bring up second down and five just inside the Warrior territory.
And so a minute 20 to go. Our score is Sydney 40, BG 24. It was 40-0 at the half, as it was just a phenomenal first half for Darren Smith and the Sydney offense. Hallequist drops back, throws, finds Turzo, incomplete at the 40. Maybe he heard the footsteps coming for the tackle, but just in and out of his hands and incomplete.
It's too bad he drops it, because he was going to have enough for the first down yardage, and he would have probably been able to get out of bounds and stop the clock.
And so BG fighting to the very end here with a minute 14 to go in this fourth quarter and a third and 10. They are at midfield going left to right on your radio dial. So a lot of credit here to the Bobcats for just not giving up. Here's Hallequist standing on the big Sydney S. Wants to go to the air on third down. Steps out of the pocket. Is going to have to run. Now tosses one. Finds Garrett Ives. Boy, he takes a big hit here, but holds on from Ethan Finch.
No. Ethan Finch is grabbing his shoulder.
And Finch is down on the play here with a minute five to go.
He immediately grabbed his shoulder.
And we'll hope that maybe that's just a stinger or something like that for Finch. We're going to step away here while they'll deal with the injury. Timeout here for Ethan Finch. He's had some injuries in the past and a big part of this Sydney offense, so we'll hope that he's okay. And we'll take a quick break with our score. Sydney 40, BG 24, with a minute and 5 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter on CDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety Main Street Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
For over 20 years, Lang Trucking has provided residential and commercial garbage service to Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. We're proud of our family-run business. We take care of special needs of the individual and offer house calls to seniors or assistance after surgery or rehab stay. If you're moving or house cleaning, our one-time pickup could be the perfect solution for you. So if locally owned and operated is important to you, give us a call at Lang Trucking at 895-6365. Owned and operated by us. The Langs. Lang Trucking of Guilford proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Let's get back to the action with Local Sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Our score is 40-24. Sydney on top of BG with 52 seconds left. We're back underway. A little run there by Hallequist. We'll give a second down here for BG. Appears that Ethan Finch is okay. Maybe just a stinger. He got up and kind of shook his arm out, and that certainly looks like a good sign there for Sydney Warrior fans. Hallequist throws an incomplete on second down here with 44 seconds left. That could be intentional grounding there. I don't really know if anyone was in the area, Tim.
Yeah, I couldn't actually see it myself because I was looking right into the windowsill here, and I can't really see where if there was a Warrior over there, but nobody threw a flag, so.
No flags on the play, and a third down coming up here with 44 seconds left, but you got to say a nice effort here by BG in the second half, and boy, Coach Matthews
is not pleased with the officials here. Yeah, he's been pretty intimate tonight after him in quite a bit. So I don't know what that was about, but
well, he must. You know, it's been a tough second half for Sydney in terms of
good point.
You know, they've had some calls not go their way, and he's certainly not pleased with the officials right now. I think he just is trying to walk away at this point. So, 44 seconds left, and this is going to be a first down somehow, I believe, as they're moving the chains.
Toward Bainbridge.
Yeah, like there might have been some other sort of penalty after the play, maybe unsportsmanlike again. I didn't ever see an official signal, but they don't even have the chains set, and BG is taken off here. They're going to throw it across the middle, complete to Garrett Ives. Ives working his way down to the 11, almost to the 10, and that was a first down. So some sort of penalty there against Sydney gave BG a first down, and they took advantage.
I'm going to ask a stupid question. How do you have a penalty when there's no flag?
Yeah.
I did not see a flag.
I guess we just missed it there. Coach Matthews is now walking out onto the field here to have a word with the officials. Looks like there's some sort of a timeout with 31 seconds left. So, again, in case you know you are just tuning in, some upsets tonight as Unitego, the 2 seed, falls to Harpersville Afton, 19-13. So a big-time loss there for the Spartans. And also Green defeating Deposit Hancock by a score of 21-14. So going back to our game here with the score 40-24, Coach Matthews is out on the field. BG looks like they're ready to hike the ball. Looks like Coach Matthews had called a timeout or something. I don't know if there's actually an official one. He's still talking with the white hat out there, and he is heated.
Yeah, he's definitely not in a good mood. There's no doubt about that. I'm not really sure what it is, but there's something going on.
So here is Hallequist on what's going to be a 2nd and 3 with 31 seconds left. So Hallequist bounces to the outside, throws, looking for Cody Ferreira, and just couldn't quite bring it in. Ethan Finch out there in coverage, and it's incomplete. Ferreira almost with a phenomenal grab, but Finch just skied up there and was able to knock it away.
Yeah, nice play defensively by Ethan, and Cody just couldn't bring it in and keep the catch.
And stay tuned. We'll have our post-game show coming up with our 3 awards brought to you by NBT Bank, ACCO Brands of Sydney, as well as the Catalog Outlet Stores for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Going to be a 3rd down here in 3. Hallequist throws to the outside. Catch by Terzo inside the 5 before he's knocked out of bounds with 18 seconds left. And BG is just not going to quit here.
No, and we talked about that at the beginning of the game. That's a typical Israel Lorimer team. I mean, they know he's only been coaching head coach for quite a, for 2 years, but you know what? He's been coaching for quite a while.
You know, he was with Tim Mattingly for, I think he said the other day, 16, 17, 18 years, ever since, he started becoming a teacher at BG. So he's been around the program a long time and has a lot of pride for it.
Yep.
I think he instills that in his guys. Here's the snap for Hallequist. Hallequist throws, and it's going to be right down to the goal line. No, incomplete. As they were looking for Garrett Ives, who's been a big part of the offense here tonight. 14.9 seconds left. BG with the ball here, and it's going to be a second and five. They're knocking on the door again.
Yeah, that's definitely right down there again where we're trying to score and make this a one-score game rather than a two-score game.
And so BG, again, they could have folded it up and, maybe just mailed it in here for the second half when they trailed 40 to nothing at halftime. But Trevor Hallequist and his crew not going to do that. Hallequist on second down throws it into the back of the end zone. Touchdown there for Cody Ferreira with 6 seconds left. It's going to make it 40 to 30. Unbelievable.
Yeah, this is absolutely unbelievable. And I'll tell you, like I said, they just did not give up this whole second half.
Cody Ferreira for a Davis touchdown.
You know what I think this has to be a really nice thing here for BG. Because they might go and play a crossover game next week, and this is going to give them all the confidence in the world to say, okay, first half wasn't ours, but the second half, look what we came out and did against Sydney.
Yeah.
They're going to go for two. They'll hand it off to Ben Bavar right up the gut, and he is in for two. And it's 40 to 32 with 6 seconds left, Tim. I did not see this one coming.
No, I did not. And obviously they're going to have to kick onside here and hope that they can recover it real quick and then have maybe one shot at the end zone. But,
my goodness.
Just to tie the game.
And Sydney, I think, ran the ball, and did some different things and tried some different things.
Which is good. That's not a bad thing.
They've been in control here in the second half. Despite BG putting these points on the board, it's going to look a lot different at the final score. Sydney has been in control of this game. I think everyone would agree with that. But kudos to BG for coming back here. And, it's been a heck of a second half.
Yeah. Like I said before, they can walk away from this game tonight saying, we beat the number, four team in Class C and state in the state in the second half.
In the second half,
we beat them in the second half.
And so Sydney was ahead 40 to nothing at the half. It's now 40 to 32 with 6.8 seconds left. BG already recovered one onside kick. Can they do it again here and maybe take a shot at the end zone? Let's see. So here is Hallequist, and it's a little squibber, and it's loose on the ground. And it looks like Sydney is going to recover here and fall on it at the 48-yard line. And Lucas Tanner was able to scoop that one up. Couldn't see who came off the bottom of the pile. So 5.7 seconds to go. And we might see some victory formation here, Tim.
I think you got to see that right now. Just get off the field and think about what you're going to play next week.
Yep, get your win under your belt and move on to next week. Nice win here for the top seed Sydney Warriors. Again, they were ahead 40 to nothing at the half. They're going to win 40 to 32. And our post-game show is coming up as the clock hits zero and Sydney moves on in the playoffs. Nice win for the Sydney Warriors here over the BG Bobcats. Our final score, Sydney 40, BG 32. Post-game show coming up. We'll be right back on CDO.
Everyone's got a room in their home that needs a little love. Catalog Outlet Stores have the perfect selection in furniture, decor, and mattresses to make that room special again. At three great locations in North Norwich, Unadilla, and Oneonta, our showrooms have name brands you know and trust, like Ashley, Klossner, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and a whole lot more. Our buyers know the great looks to make your room come together, from designer sofas, bedrooms, recliners, dining sets, sectionals, and more. And our sleep specialists take your sleep comfort serious. Brands like Simmons Beautyrest, Goldbond, Sierra Sleep by Ashley, and others. and you'll find one- and two-sided models. Nobody sells mattresses for less. We'll find the perfect size, style, and comfort so you get a great night's sleep every night. Come in now to all three Catalog Outlet locations. Martin Brook Street, Unadilla, Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and State Highway 12, North Norwich. Open 7 days a week or shop online. CatalogOutletOnline.com for the lowest prices, best selection, and service always with a smile. Catalog Outlet, offering you the best for less since 1989.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks, one last time to the press box here at Alumni Field as the Sydney Warriors defeat the BG Bobcats 40-32. Sydney was ahead 40-0 at the half. BG scores a bunch of points in the second half, makes it a fun game. And our final score is 40-32. Sydney will move on. They will play next week. And, you know, it all depends on some of the outcomes of the other games. Don't want to say anything quite yet because just trying to figure out exactly what they will do. The site is to be determined. The opponent is to be determined. But make sure you check in at WCDOsports.com. We'll figure that out very quickly for you and have it posted up there. So. Just trying to remember if they're going to do it bracket style or if it's, you know, the highest plays the lowest remaining. So we'll see.
We'll see how that goes. I was just going to say, we know it's Saturday, though, right?
I do believe it's going to be Saturday, yep. It's going to be somewhere in Binghamton. You know, the possible sites would be Binghamton Alumni, UE, Effort Vestal kicked around, and one other source had said Johnson City could also be an option. Four very nice fields, probably, and we were talking about this before, they might just be seeing who wins out of some of those schools in the playoffs and try not to give them home field advantage, and I think that's very fair. So, again, our score, 40-32. Sydney was up 40-0 at the half. Five touchdown passes for Darren Smith, two to Liam Matthews, two to Brandon Evans, and one to Ethan Finch. If you were here in person, you got treated to an offensive showcase in the first half. The one-handed catch by Ethan Finch was phenomenal, fantastic. I hope somebody got it on film because it was fun to watch. Liam Matthews put on a show. The first play from scrimmage, 75-yard touchdown pass. Matthews made it look quick and easy, and Sydney looked great in the first half.
Yeah, you talk about that catch. I'm just going to say this really quick. If somebody has that on video, they send that to WBNG. That's going to be play of the week.
Yeah,
no doubt in my mind because it was that amazing.
Second half, it was a great job by BG. Ben Bavar with the touchdown. Trevor Hallequist with two touchdowns. And then Hallequist throwing to Cody Ferreira for the other one. The two-point conversions were all good. I think BG can walk off holding their heads high here tonight. Heck of a second half effort.
Absolutely. I mean, we talked about it earlier in the game. You know, they got beat. Their season is over, but unless they do a crossover game. But you know what? You beat Sydney in the second half. I mean, that's just something to take in. Those young kids on that other team, those juniors and those sophomores for that Bobcat team, that's something to remember. You know, and that's something to take in the next year. And I'll tell you what, that's a great, great way to end your season.
Yeah, this is a great stepping stone. You know, Coach Lorimer said time after time to us that they're trying to get this program moving in the right direction. He thought this year has been a good step. And, you know, you lose tonight, but I think it was good overall.
Yeah, I think they're going to be just as formidable next year. They'll have Mr. Heiser and running the show, and you know, and they're going to have Ives. I think they still have him.
Yeah, going to have Ives. Going to have some other weapons out there. Let's go down the roster real quick just to see. You know, they're going to lose Hallequist. They're going to lose Ferreira.
Bavar.
They're going to lose Bavar.
Yep.
But you look at Heiser, Brown, Terzo's going to be back.
Well,
Petrattoni's going to be back.
Yeah, that's
Ives is only a freshman. And a lot of guys, you know, on the line. Tommy Palmateer is only a junior.
Yeah.
So it's going to be big for those guys.
Definitely.
Let's get into our three awards here tonight. Let's do our Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, providing financial services to our local communities for over 150 years. Proud to support area high school athletes. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC. I'd like to give this to Darren Smith tonight. Throws the 5 touchdown passes. I just thought, you know, as usual, cool, calm, and collected in the pocket. Looked great for Sydney.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he spun the ball all over the place, and to have 5 touchdowns in the first half is quite a feat, and nice job, Darren.
Let's do our Dynamic Defense Award next, brought to you by the Catalog Outlet, your store for over 1,000 items. For the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture, you can visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. Sometimes our defense award, kind of by default, goes to somebody else. I have an idea for the all-purpose, so I'd like to give the Dynamic Defense Award to Finch.
Okay.
He had the one-handed catch. I think he deserves an award tonight. I thought he played well, and he was in the secondary quite a bit and made some nice plays. Let's give it to Finch here tonight for the Dynamic Defense Award.
Definitely did. He made a couple nice plays on the defensive side of the ball and also on the offensive side. So.
Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO and Sydney, supporting youth in our local communities, and happy to be a part of high school sports on CDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. I'd like to give this to Trevor Hallequist tonight, the BG quarterback. I think he's kind of provided the rallying cry, scored 2 touchdowns, passed for another, just did a little bit of everything for BG tonight.
Yeah, that's a great selection for that award, because Trevor did do everything that he could to get the BG Bobcats where they are right now at that 32-point, you know, tally, and had a good job on defense, which we hadn't seen all year, and
mm-hmm.
He also kicks. He does it all. So good selection for Trevor Hallequist and all-purpose player.
Our final score tonight, Sydney 40, BG 32. Again, if you just jumped in the car or something, Sydney was ahead 40-0 at the half. BG with a good little second-half comeback and did everything they could. You know, Sydney did put in some different options, some different players, but a good effort by BG in the second half to come back. Sydney will advance, and we'll find out soon who the opponent is, just waiting to see exactly how the bracket shakes out. But Harper's Alafton, the 7 seed, defeats the 2 seed Unitigo 19-13. Last we checked, Tioga was still ahead of Elmira Notre Dame, so it looks like the Tigers could be moving on. And we did have one other thing to pass along, is that Harpersville Afton upset Unitigo. We said that in Green defeats Deposit Hancock in the 4-5 game,
right,
by a final score there of 21-14.
On the road. Two of those winners were on the road. And
yeah.
That's not easy to do, and kudos to those kids.
Yeah, kudos to those guys. Some big upsets tonight, and the bracket should be a lot of fun going forward. So, Tim, thanks for coming tonight.
Thank you,
glad
Nate.
To have you back.
Yeah,
we'll see you next week.
And hopefully we'll see you next week.
Yeah, definitely. A big thank you to Jim Tamayo. He's our WCDO in-game producer back in the Main Street studios. And I'm Nate Lowe. Our final score again tonight, Sydney 40, BG 32. Thanks for joining us, and have a great night from CDO Sports.